The man wanted to take a step forward. In the night he was able to see through his red eyes, seeing only half a step away from the cliff was Lin Yunxi, his gaze flashed. Lin Yunxi came back to her senses, listening to the seawater lapping at her feet, her gaze was stunned. "Woman, come here immediately if you don't want to die." This sudden voice made Lin Yunxi startled. She quickly turned around and looked into the dark night. The man's scarlet eyes were unusually eerie and frightening. "Don't you come over," Lin Yunxi warned, her body involuntarily backing up. Suddenly, in the darkness of the night, there was only the sound of a terrified shout. The man's long arms quickly reached out, but did not catch anything. Scarlet eyes flashed a trace of anger, and the person was instantly plunged into darkness. 6 years later, Mengjie continent. It was night, a cool breeze, and all music was silent. There was a faint layer of clouds, which added to the misty night sky, which was already not bright. In the Yunya mountain range, among the ancient trees, a young woman and two young children were moving at great speed. Their speed was extremely fast, like a ghost in the dark night. The figures are determined and cold. "Mother, you run a little slower, the people behind us have long been left behind, the air is about to break, my neck is as uncomfortable as the fire." Soft and pitiful voice slightly panting, but the ocean is full of ears, so that this dark night also becomes not so frightening. "Cut the crap and get going." The woman's voice in the front was full of warning and impatience. On the other side, another surprised and nice voice suddenly came. "Mother, someone is injured over here." The extremely fast moving figure stopped instantly. Under the hazy moonlight, the woman's figure was tall, and under the silver mask as thin as a cicada's wing was a voice gritting her teeth. The figure flickered extremely quickly and moved to the other side. Looking at the man sitting against the tree, the woman faintly probed the man's breath. "He's dying, it's hopeless." The woman got up and was about to leave. As she turned around, she was suddenly grabbed by the man's wrist. The woman struggled a few times, hard not to break free from the man's shackles. "Save, save me," the man finished weakly, his head lolled and he completely fainted. "What a nuisance," the woman roared out in displeasure. "You two brothers carry him, there is no way to save him here." The woman beware of the people behind her catching up. The little man who just flew over was instantly petrified. Immediately he shouted, "Mother, why is my brother and I to carry, not you to carry? Men and women are not related to each other, don't you know?" The corners of the boy's mouth twitched. Would his mother really care about this? "Mother, but it can't be. If you don't want to carry it, just leave him here." The woman's tone was full of impatience. "Mother, saving a life is better than creating a 7-level pagoda." By the moonlight, the little boy next to her, carved in jade, raised his eyes, and his big obsidian-like eyes looked at her pleadingly. "Lin Zi, just you love to meddle." The woman unceremoniously rubbed Lin Zi's head, her face with half a thin silver mask like cicada wings, but still could not hide her radiant temperament. The mask under a pair of beautiful eyes but flooded with cold light, the afterglow swept to the man who had fainted, her heart reluctant to save. This man's identity is not simple, the poison he was suffering from, comes from a bizarre place. Lin Zi immediately defended himself, "Mother, this time it's brother, not me." And with that, the woman raised her eyes and looked tenderly at the identical child on one side, surprisingly making a pair of twins. "Chen'er, do you know what kind of poison he was poisoned with? This chapter very sus. So let me get this straight, nothing, happened, cuz you know ye'd off a cliff but boom 6 years later twins? The bio math don't add up on this comment below how you think this math works out.